If you knew me, you'd know I hate talking about money. So here I am talking about money again. Mises.org is a website about economics, named for the Nobel Prize winner Ludwig von Mises. Their recent article says, yes, inflation is up, and yes, the Fed is having a dickens of a time trying to bring it back down, and yes, the total national debt is days away from reaching $34 trillion. When economists and the Fed say buy the debt, they mean invest in government securities, bonds mostly, treasury bills, like grandma used to give you for your birthday, only in numbers much higher than $25. And the Mises.org article says the Fed is having trouble finding enough grandmas to buy the debt. Back in the day, the line was around the block with people, grandmas, grandpas, investors, and foreign countries wanting to buy. But the line is getting shorter. According to the Mises.org column, China has been a reliable customer, but they've got money troubles of their own. Japan's people are getting older, so they have to choose between buying up U.S. federal treasury bills and old folks' homes. So they're not picking up the tab as much anymore. Fewer customers means higher prices to charge customers for their T-bills so they don't make as much. That means fewer customers. Also, back in the day when those bonds matured and the Fed would buy them back, they would reinvest the cash they got from the U.S. Treasury back into the economy. But now they're starting to do something called quantitative easing, not plowing the money back in. And that means fewer dollars out there in circulation. And that means higher inflation. And that means the price of everything goes up again. Oh boy. If we understand how all that happens, don't you suppose someone in a corner office somewhere could fix it? Or stop doing that? I would if I could. Is that something we could fix with a constitutional amendment? Problems like this arise when governments spend too much money, which causes inflation, which causes prices to go up, which causes money to be worthless, which causes my blood pressure to rise into the stratosphere. Step one for you and me, make sure you, your cousin, your brother-in-law, and your uncle have all signed the petition demanding our state legislators pull the lever for a convention of states so they can pass that amendment. You can find the petition at conventionofstates.com/event_petitions. The founders gave us the fix, Article 5 in the U.S. Constitution. All we have to do is use it. And that's today's Founders Solution. I'm David Allen Putnam.